exciting, dramatic, evocative, expressive. This is the Moog synthesizer, proclaimed by musicians and audiences alike to be the most important musical instrument development of our decade. Moog Music Incorporated, the designer and builder of Moog synthesizers, invites you now to explore the sound of the Moog with us. Hear for yourself how a true synthesizer shapes musical sounds, how Moog Studio synthesizers have been creatively and successfully used in virtually every type of recorded music, and how the new Moog Performance synthesizers offer exciting new tonal resources to all musical performers. A true synthesizer does more than produce a wide variety of new and striking musical sounds. It provides the expressive capability of a fine solo instrument. Unlike an organ with its limited number of voices, a true synthesizer allows the musician to select and shape each individual part of the total tone. Thus, the musician himself constructs or synthesizes the desired sound quality. First, he selects the tone sources. Pitch tones may span the entire musical range from the lowest to the highest, and will have one of many possible sets of overtones or pitched white sound may be used. The component tones are then mixed. The overtone spectrum is shaped. And the loudness is precisely articulated. Modulation, or rapid patterning of sound, creates exciting new areas of tone color. Moog synthesizers are designed by musicians and engineers to meet the exacting requirements of creative professionals in all areas of music. We at Moog Music are proud of the wide variety of fine music that our customers have produced with Moog Studio synthesizers. Switched on Bach by Walter Carlos, the largest selling classical LP album of all time, was made entirely on a Moog synthesizer. Gershon Kingsley's interpretation of Rhapsody in Blue uses the Moog synthesizer and piano. Here is a sample of Gandharva, an album produced by Beaver and Krause, and using Moog synthesizer with other instruments. Listen now to this section of Tarkus, the big album of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, featuring live performance on a Moog synthesizer. Many other current albums from the arenas of movie and show music, rock, jazz, country and western, and original avant-garde composition show some of the broad spectrum of musical applications of the Moog synthesizer. The new Moog Performance synthesizers combine many of the important and basic functions of the larger Moog Studio synthesizers with simplicity, convenience, and low cost. To the professional musician, Moog Performance synthesizers are the long-awaited breakthrough that brings the sound of the Moog onto the live performance stage. Now, with one portable instrument, a complete palette of musical tones is available, ranging from striking simulations of traditional instrumental qualities to completely new areas of musical material. And including many popular modern musical timbres that we recognize as the Moog sound.
Trailer, we've got a haunted home, and that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He yelling boo, y'all. He moved things around to cause a scare, made a tennis goal float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found the online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer. You got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move and that blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer. Look out!
Change my mind, Alton Ellis. Hey everybody, and welcome to Sufficient Grounds here. I'm your Sully. You're listening to Radio Valencia. This is the start of the broadcast day here, this wonderful Sunday morning here in the Bay Area. Hope you're doing well, wherever you might be. It's been a little bit since we've been on the air, so it's exciting to be back finally. Fun show lined up for you. Some new stuff. Saw a concert last night, actually, up in Nevada. We'll hear some music from those artists. Got a little bit of gravelly throat here this morning. The old gravelly throat syndrome that's been kind of going around. Maybe you've had it, too. Sounds like I've been smoking like a pack of cigarettes an hour. So we'll just get back here. I'll be here till noon today here on the West Coast. Just chilling. It's good to be back here in the saddle. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening. And let's just jump into it right now with, well, let's just start off with a little Billie Holiday right now on your Radio Valencia. Cheers, everybody. bastards. Of course, Erica Winterstrom, formerly from Cincinnati, now with down in Austin, Texas. That was a song called When I Was Younger, and that was off their 2021 release, A Beautiful Life. And let's see here. I think my levels are okay here. And actually, an interesting story about that song. You remember during the pandemic, it seemed like everybody was accessible. And, well, Erica, she posted this beautiful little bit, a small little piece from that song when I was younger. I just had her at the piano. I think she had a robe on or something. It just looked like she woke up and decided to play the piano. And it was... And I remember I sent a comment to her on Instagram. I had this little back and forth with her. It was really quite sweet, innocent, you know, and it's just, I don't know, it's very charming. It just reminded me of, like, you know, we were all, like, huddled in our homes, didn't go outside or anything like that, and we were just reaching out any way we could get to anybody out there. And so, I don't know, it's really nice, kind of a nice little reminder there. Kind of a sweet moment during not such a great time. So anyway, that's my Erica Winterstrom story. And before that, we heard from the beautiful Angel Olsen. Good Lord, what a voice. Topanga, California. That's where that word was recorded. The song was called Big Time, and that was off the album of the same name released back in 2022. Kind of a tragic story behind that, too. She put that album out right after she lost both her adoptive mother and father within a really short period of time. So, good Lord. Beautiful album, beautiful song. And before that, we heard from San Francisco's Red House Painters. A song called Grace Cathedral Park. Of course, a reference to the Grace Cathedral there at the top of San Francisco's Knob Hill. That was off their 1993 release, Retrospective. And then before that, and what started off the show and the set, was the great Billie Holiday with God Bless the Child. Good Lord. Another good Lord for you there. I've been using that phrase a lot. I think DJ Gwen can attest to that. And that was off a compilation called 20th Century Masters Best of Billie Holiday. They came out with... Actually, the song was released back in 1956, I believe. Don't quote me. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. Just a lovely day here in the Bay Area. Hopefully, wherever you are. Maybe you're up in the Portland area. Maybe you're in San Francisco getting over some jet lag. Maybe you're out in Las Vegas enduring the heat. Maybe you're somewhere else across the country. If you actually go onto the web, actually can't go to the website right now. We're still updating. But if you go into the apps, the either the Android or the... Oh, here we go. My bad music is messing me up here. There we go. And we're back. If you go into the Android or Apple app, you can chat with me there through the app. There's a little chatterbox thing, so there's some activity there this morning. If you're interested, if not, just sit back and smoke a cigarette and have a cup of coffee like the rest of us. I'm kidding, of course. All right, well, sort of loosey-goosey here this morning. Let's tighten it up here. Let's get into some Ty Segall, a song called Another California Song on your Radio Valencia.
Ain't got a gal, but I'm still a boy. I love my friends and I love my toys. Mother says she misses me. She don't get my love, it's poetry. Yeah.
also known as, well, not as, excuse me, that was Nashville native Sophie Allison, also known as Soccer Mama. That was recorded actually in Los Angeles. Got a little dreamy pop noise texture there going on. Just hope you dug that. And then, there we go. Thank you, ES Beats. Yes, here, this is like what's great about doing this on Freeform Community Radio is you can actually sort of rehearse while you're actually doing a show, so watch me make it all better right now. Here we go. I think we're almost there. How is that? Is that much better? All right, I hate doing this type of thing, like, but I think that might be a little better. Thumbs up, good. Okay. And we're back. Yeah, so before Soccer Mama, it was Hoedown, the song Hoedown from the great Emerson, Lake & Palmer. That was an instrumental track, of course, and that was off their 1972 release, Trilogy. And then before that, we heard from the Swiss-German ambient band Rotterbaum from their 2023 release, The Interlocking Tapes. And before that, it was Palace of Depression, the song Palace of Depression by the Brooklyn-based indie rock band Those Looks, and that was off their 2023 release, Passing Through. And then we start off the set with Los Angeles-based garage rock artist Ty Siegel. Song, another California song off his 2024 relatively new release, Possession. That said, I am Sully. Just easing in and doing it here right now. Hope you're enjoying the show. I got some requests. We'll try to get to them later. Appreciate that. In the chatterbox there, Drama Doc. Always good to see you there. And the rest of you as well. All right, well, hey, so I was up at a show yesterday at the Hot Monk in Novato. It's kind of a cool little venue. I've never been there. I've been there before, but never been to an outdoor show. It's sort of a Casey Turner, who's a promoter, does a cookout. There's 40 shows up there, apparently, all summer long. So last night was the Mother Hips, and then they had the Ashley Flynn and the Riveters opening for them. It was just a blast, just a good, you know, summer concert just out there with, I think, probably 400 people, 500 people. So I'm going to get into play a little Mother Hips now and a little Ashley Flynn. I'm going to start off actually with Tim Bloom, who is with the Mother Hips, with his something off his solo release. Well, I'll tell you all about this on the other side. We're not talking a little bit too much right now, so let's get into it right now. With No Way to Steer.
I find my way, some of you may do. I bounce off walls to turn. I don't believe that ice is fire until my hand gets burned. I've driven desert highways too, and I left my girl at home. Searching for my solitude, I finally found my home. There's simply no way to steer the man I am, except by trial and pain.
There's simply no way.